What movie, for whatever reason, are you unable to get through without falling asleep? Tammy, I'm going to duck just to avoid the punch that you're going to throw when I say...
Oh, no.
For like the seventh time, I have started and not been able to complete the movie The Martian.
No.
Which is your favorite movie of all time, correct?
One of my favorite movies. If The Martian is on, I will watch it no matter where it is in the movie. I will watch it till the end.
Well, I can't get past when he makes the when he creates the potatoes. After that, I still haven't seen the
potato
end of,
farm.
The potato farm, yeah. I haven't seen what happens. I assume the Martian gets saved, but I don't know. He might be still up on Mars for all I know. The point is, why can't I get through that movie? It's a great movie.
It's a great
movie. I've got no complaints about it.
It's a fantastic soundtrack in that movie too.
I wouldn't know because I fall asleep right after he grows potatoes. Crazy cool. See, I need to watch it.
Yes, you do.
I need to watch it.
Oh.
And it's not like it's a horrible movie. It's been very widely acclaimed in a great way. So what movie, what show are you just unable to finish? And it's not because you don't like it. It's because your body shuts down.
Producer Jessica, do you have something that you just never can finish?
This is a kind of crazy story, and I swear it's 100% true. I went to go see Shutter Island with Leonardo DiCaprio a few years back in the movie theater.
Uh-huh.
And we got towards the end, it was the last 10 minutes, and the guy behind me got into it with somebody else in the theater and was stabbed with a meat thermometer.
Oh my God.
Sorry,
I know. I swear this is 100% true. It was like...
You didn't see the end of the movie?
Never saw the end of the movie.
Yeah, but it wasn't because you couldn't. It's because somebody got stabbed with, I don't know, a meat thermometer.
Right. Well, other than I tried to...
No, wait. Just wait.
I know.
Just wait.
It's a wild story.
You just don't throw that out there and jump onto your story. Who got a meat thermometer with them in the freaking movie theater?
It's a real story. They even made fun of it on Saturday Night Live. Anyways, but
Years since this happened...
I tried to watch it a couple times after that, and I fall asleep every single time. So I figured maybe this is just not a
meat thermometer.
You're just trying to fall asleep so you don't relive the trauma. That I understand.
Another show I can't get past, and I still haven't seen the ending of it, is one of my favorite shows, Better Call Saul. I could have 5 cups of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that show on, and I don't know if it's just the pace, if it's the dialogue. I don't know, but I fall asleep every time. I even have The Martian on my DVR. I can watch it anytime I want, and I still can't. I know. I have no explanation.
Why don't you just fast forward to the part that you always fall asleep at?
Yeah, start it there.
Yeah, like I suppose I could do that.
Logical.
In that vein, producer Jessica, you could also go to the last 10 minutes of Shutter Island and finish that.
At this point, I think it's the universe telling me I don't need to see the end of it.
I mean, when someone gets stabbed with a meat thermometer, I think that's probably a good call to make. I mean, stabbed at all in a movie theater is somewhat rare, I would hope,
at least.
But the fact that the guy had such a beef, that he had to go out to his car where he just happened to have his spare meat thermometer, come back, and then stab the guy.
Good Lord. That's a whole new thing in itself. But is there a movie or a TV show that you've been trying to watch, trying to finish, and you can never get through it? 833-287-1037. What show or movie can you never finish? You always fall asleep to. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
I mentioned that I can't, for whatever reason, ever get through the movie The Martian without falling asleep, despite the fact that it's a great movie. 833-287-1037. Alicia is in Oceanside. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
All right, a movie that you can never seem to finish.
I believe it's called The Last Samurai.
Uh-huh, with Tom Cruise.
I've been 15 years. I've gone on 2 or 3 separate dates, and every time I watch that movie, never fails to fall asleep.
And it's not like it's a bad movie, right? It's just you can't stay through it.
No, Tom Cruise is one of my favorite actors, so one would think I'd stay awake.
That's so crazy.
I wonder
what
it is.
Maybe it's just a bad date.
Man, you should choose your company more selectively, apparently.
Sierra and Escondido, there's one movie you just can't seem to finish. What is it?
This one's funny, but me and my cousins, we do a Saw movie night, and we're trying to get through all the Saw movies, and I can't stand to stay awake for any of them.
I love the Saw movies.
Oh, I can't take
it. I love the Saw movies.
And it's so weird to me that the Saw movies put you to sleep.
Every time.
Do you force yourself to fall asleep because the movie is that uncomfortable for you? Or does your body just say, no, I'm tired. Good night.
No, I just love the I love the movies. We have a great time hanging out, but I eat my snacks and I get all cuddled up and I just fall asleep.
That's the end of it.
So you don't know how any of the Saw movies have ended?
I've finished the third one, but I had to watch it three times to finally get through
it. That's great. I love how the Saw movies are comforting enough to make you fall asleep.
Well, especially
that's
because
hilarious.
The endings are so jolting. Yeah. Every one of them is like, oh my God.
Nikki and Encinitas, what's the one movie you just can't seem to finish?
It's actually a series. I've been trying to watch Mad Men for 6 years, and I just can't get through it without falling asleep. It's so sad because I really want to watch it, but I get through 40 minutes of it, and I'm passed out.
That's so crazy, and especially because you know it's good, you like it, but something about it. Night-night time.
Exactly. I get halfway through the episode. I'm excited. It seems engaging, and before I know it, I'm waking up, and my DVR is already went on to the next episode. I'm like, wait a minute, wait, go back.
And, that is the exact same story. I mentioned it earlier, the exact same situation with me and the TV show Better Call Saul. Mm-hmm. A critically acclaimed show, like Mad Men, that people love, mm-hmm. like Mad Men, and I, for whatever reason, it's like taking an allergy pill for me.
For sure.
Thanks, Nikki.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.